This is Tom Roy with radio news from Wavefarms WGXC in New York. News about radio waves, transmission art, wireless surveillance, and other broadcast issues from wavefarm.org.
We're here today with Heather Corcoran, the executive director of Rhizome, the new media. Well, Heather, why don't you describe what Rhizome is?
Sure. So broadly, we talk about Rhizome as dealing with contemporary art engaged with technology. We were founded in 1996 by an artist named Mark Tribe, along with a number of artists who were looking at contemporary art or art that was based on the internet. So Rhizome.org is our main platform, our main programming platform, and we started out as an internet-based organization. We're a bit broader now. We, again, look at all contemporary art engaged with technology, and we're based at the New Museum.
And I guess over the long view, how do you think internet related art has evolved over the years? From at first it seemed like every museum would have a installation of just something that looked like seemed like an app or something rather than an artist project. There was a lot of that early on. How has it evolved over the years, I guess?
Well, I guess in early days, you can think about the history of the internet as really starting in, let's say 1993 is when the first Mosaic browser was launched. And so in early days, artists were really engaging with sort of the formal qualities of what the internet is, this idea of like global connectivity, and were quite, I would say, political or like also utopian or sort of ideological about what that could mean in terms of like being very democratic, kind of challenging in making internet art, challenging what the art object could be as something ephemeral that's not scarce. So that's what I say. In earlier days, I think artists were trying to imagine what the internet could be. The relationship with the first dot-com boom, I think, was really interesting. And as you say, museums became a little bit fascinated with this shiny new thing that was the internet. And so there was a period of museums engaging with it that dropped off a little bit, I think, sort of towards the early 2000s, as they realized that this stuff wasn't stable, it would break all the time. There was, they were kind of...
There was the dot-com crash at that point, too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
And there was probably a natural backlash.
Exactly. So I think that, we kind of saw that, that relationship kind of evolve over time. And then around the launch of social media, so in the mid-2000s, we really saw, re-engagement with, or a change, I guess, in the work that artists were doing on the internet to respond to the social context of the internet, also to the corporatization of the internet in some ways. It's interesting to track that over time.
And you said it started utopian. I'm assuming a lot more art is Orwellian now since
times
have changed.
Certainly. Artists are thinking a lot about that, about privacy and, yes, about, privacy is a really big one. It's really changed over time. But I think, and now there's this whole thing about post-internet art. So this idea that we're kind of in a post kind of network condition, that internet isn't something that just happens on your computer, but that it happens kind of every day and in your phones, in the air, in absolutely everything. So
you're going to be wearing it soon, or if you're not already.
And just the way that we interact is so conditioned by the internet. So there's this kind of term emerging of like post-internet art, and there's a lot of artists thinking about that as well.
How has Rhizome evolved over that time too?
Well, we started out essentially as an artist project, with a lot of ambition, and with a lot of connection, I think, with a big community of artists. We started as a mailing list, actually, and then evolved into a website. And so we really started as a group of artists. We've somewhat formalized over time in terms of, reaching out to a wider audience and taking a bit of curatorial leadership, or just trying to synthesize a lot of those practices so that people can gain an entry point into them. So rather than it being, in addition to it being a tight-knit kind of community, also this entry point that Rhizome can help people access. So I guess we formalized over time. And then 10 years ago, we affiliated with the New Museum. So now we're based there. And obviously that's brought a lot of visibility to our work. It's really allowed us to advocate for the legitimacy of this work to the broader contemporary art audience or to a wider public. So, and I think that we're, you know, yeah, making kind of headway with that, really.
It seems like Rhizome has always been at the forefront, I guess, of finding what the most functional way of using the internet for artists is. Like, the first it started as this list, because that was, at the time, was the best way to get to communicate. And then it became like a blog, because that became the technology that was the best to communicate this other kind of information. How do you see technology moving and Rhizome moving with technology right
now? Yeah, good question. We're in the middle of thinking about that right now. But I think, I mean, we're all, again, kind of to go back to this really kind of simple question, is that technology is becoming so embedded in absolutely everything we do. So we're kind of moving, you know, away from this being a specialist thing that's kind of, that's specialist, to being something that's more mainstream. And so, you know, people who are using phones or apps or who are just thinking about the implications of technologies across the board. I mean, a quirky example is that we're doing a symposium in February about e-cigarettes and about the kind of cultural implications of that. And so we're looking at kind of technology across the board. And I think that there's so many, I mean, absolutely everything is being transformed, right? So therefore, artists are engaging with absolutely everything.
What is the museum's interaction with internet art these days?
Well, they've been great. I mean, they've been great champions. Do you mean the New Museum especially?
But, New Museum especially, yeah. But in general, the art world, that part of the art world, how, you know, they had that sort of clumsy start and then got into it more. Like, where is the state now? Is it a grown up?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, you know, artists are always interested in engaging with the most contemporary culture, and right now that's technology culture. So I think through a natural process, not necessarily through you know, museum leadership, but through artists themselves, the museums are engaging with technology simply because that so many artists now are thinking about that. So so definitely, I think every major museum or every kind of gallery has come across or shown or spoken to an artist who's thinking about technology, just because so many people are. So I think that relationship has really become like normalized in some way. I think
there's not a specialist anymore that handles it. It's more throughout everything they do.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. I think that, it's moving away from these specialized new media programs that kind of happen in these special new media lounges kitted out with computers. And it's more, the museums are finding different ways, and artists themselves are finding different ways of representing an engagement with technology in galleries. So it doesn't necessarily even have to use, you know, technology, but people who are using photography or video to examine kind of issues of technology or internet. So, for example, we just have a commission by an artist named Alexandra Domanovich, and she's done a short film that is looking at the history of the internet in Yugoslavia, or former Yugoslavia. She grew up there, and so and she's like a well-known contemporary artist, and you know, shows that in galleries. So it's not using the internet per se, but it's exploring kind of the cultural implications of the internet.
Is there anything else with Rhizome that's new that you want to tell us and tell our listeners about?
Sure. Well, I mean, one of our signature programs that we're really excited about and I'm working heavily on right now is a project called 7 on 7, where we pair 7 artists with 7 technologists, and they make something new together in a day. We've been running that 4 years founded at the New Museum and running 4 years in New York. And it's been great. We've had people like the founder of Tumblr and the founder of Foursquare paired up with artists like Ryan Tricarton or Taryn Simon. And it's been a really interesting kind of crossing between these two worlds or these two contexts, the kind of startup tech world and the art community. And we're really passionate about that because I think that technology companies are making new culture, but you know, they need to be critical about it and kind of understand what implication it's going to have. And I think artists are really good at thinking through some of those issues. So, and especially in companies that exist in New York, where those people are necessarily rubbing up against culture rather than a place like Silicon Valley, where they're a little bit more isolated. So that's a program that we've been running for 4 years, and we're doing our first edition in London, which is really exciting. So we're trying to do more international programs because we have such a big online audience that we don't want to you know, be New York specific. We want to reach out to those international.
All right. Well, thank you for speaking with us, Heather Corcoran, the executive director of Rhizome.
Preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.